cool. I sell hope, nigga, I don't sell cool. You know my honey lasts forever, niggas talking about juice. Like, boy, I don't sell cool. I sell hope, dreams, religion, belief in niggas. Melanin is my superpower, I'm beaming, nigga. I'm selling women empowerment, I don't need no nigga. I'm selling money, I'm selling future, I'm selling future.
Yes.
And even turn your own mics on, hun
Josh. I figured it out, we figured it out. We're in there. We are live.
We are.
I'm Josh.
I'm Jaren.
And we're the Audiophiles.
We are. We got a special guest tonight.
Why don't you introduce yourself?
Oh, do I say it? Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm Casey Cope. I thought you were going to keep going. I thought there was a whole introduction. I'm Casey Cope. Do I say more than that?
You don't get
I'm
no damn introduction.
Casey Cope is a friend of the Audiophiles. He's been on. If you haven't heard Casey Cope's episode, go back into the vaults and listen to that again.
It's a fire episode, if I do say so myself.
Pretty
One
good.
Of the best.
My favorite, personally.
Mine too.
I ain't gonna lie. It's pretty good, but not my favorite.
So all today, right. First of all, before we even get into anything, Jaren, what have you been listening to?
What have I been listening to? A whole lot of silence on the car ride up here. Just been in my thoughts. But prior to that, I always have to go back on my iTunes and see. Like, I listened to this. We talked recently. I've been getting back in, like, 2000s rock a little bit, like
stuff. Yeah,
like
that's
when I was
right.
A kid. So like My Chemical Romance a little bit.
Is there some nostalgia there?
A little bit. I remember when they came with that Black Parade album. Me and one of my cousins used to like sing the hell out of that. Watch the video and stuff. So that little All American Rejects. You know, Paramore.
Yeah, I never got too deep into Paramore. Do you find yourself enjoying this music based on the fact that you used to enjoy it, or
do I actually enjoy it?
Yeah.
Some of it, I'm like, I don't know why I listen to this. Like, half the those albums, like, this shit sucks. But, like, the other half, I'm like, okay, it's still good, you know? But, and even the ones that I don't like, I'm like, okay. I kind of like it just because I remember, like.
Right, you know the words and stuff. Yeah, you remember know what why I mean? You used to.
Exactly.
But you're wiser now.
So it's a little of both. And then outside of that, getting into some Khalees, Before You Laugh, Before You Judge. Pharrell laced her with some flamethrowers on her first couple albums. I think they was dating at the time. So, like, all his best shit was going to Khalees.
No judgment here, man.
Like, listen, the beats on them albums and first two were, like, man. And then Outkast, a lot of Outkast and, like, Southern hip-hop, too.
Casey Cope, what have you been listening to lately?
I, too, have been getting into a lot of Outkast the last couple months, more so the last maybe 2 months or so, but yeah, I never listened to old rap before a whole lot. Some Jay-Z as of late. Just got into Gorillaz the last couple days. I'd never listened to Gorillaz before.
Demon
Days is great.
I for sure would have thought you were a Gorillaz guy.
I am now, man. I didn't even know it, but the amalgamation of like weird shit and hip hop and some rock stuff and synth.
Hell yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, dope.
Oh, there's something else. Oh, the Mac Miller's new album, his posthumous record is definitely fantastic.
Yeah, very good record. Very consistent, good record. Last two are awesome.
Yeah, super me and record. You were just talking about that a few days ago. Didn't you say you think it's like probably his best?
I think it's his best. I think he was still getting better.
Yeah, which is kind of like...
Yeah, it's super sad. It's great. I'm so happy that it's like a good album, but it's like super sad that it's
like
so
that,
good.
He was still
you know?
Going up, like... So what about you, Josh? What have you been listening
to? Oh, man. Big ol' Mac DeMarco phase for whatever reason.
Really?
Yeah, totally digging way into
it. Mac DeMarco?
It took me this long in my life. All of it.
I'd imagine you're into This Old Dog.
That's my favorite record.
Yeah.
And then the new one is my second favorite. Here Comes the Cowboy.
Really?
Yeah, I love that record.
Wow.
The production is awesome. It's really spacious and minimal. It feels like when I listen to it, there's room for my head.
Sure.
I have room to think. And it's just, man, it's really wonderful songwriting. It kind of took me a while to get it. But I love his songwriting.
Yeah.
So I've been, just pretty heavily digging back through. It took me a long time. It's one of those things where I really should have been into it earlier. It's pretty on brand for me, if you've heard my stuff. And then also, went back and listened to 444 again.
Yeah.
And really like it.
Dude, it's really,
really
good.
I liked it when it came out and it grew on me big time.
I'm in the same boat. I just listened to it for the first time in the last 3 months or so.
I gotta say this. Good album, 444. But I'll say this. I think, don't shoot me for this. I think a lot of the reason people say, oh, it's so good is because somebody old made that album. Like, if Kendrick would have made that album, it wouldn't have been as good as an album. But it's like, oh, you're 50 still making? Oh, that's dope.
You know, yeah, a lot of what he's talking on, though, is like generational wealth and shit that you wouldn't be talking about as a 25-year-old
dude,
right?
Very true, very true.
You have to be 50 years old.
Subject-wise, it's good, but I'm just saying, like, his flow and rhyme schemes is kind of like, you know.
Some of it is really not Jay-Z-like. It's really like, you know, in and out of the rhythms and really off kilter. It's all these like weird vocal chops and stuff that he's rapping around. Yeah, it's really kind of bizarre.
Do you not get into that, Jaren? Do you not put that to his credit that like he's not in that young, angsty, fire in his belly stage anymore and he's still making dope records?
No, I think that's dope. But what I'm saying is it's so good because he's old. You know what I mean?
Like, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Like if somebody else made that record, it would have been, oh, that's a cool record, but it wouldn't have been like people. A lot of people were saying that's like his best album. And I'm like, that's definitely not his best album.
Yeah, I don't know. About
I don't even
that.
Think he would say that.
But. Yeah. Well, he actually did say that on like
oh, really?
One thing. Like, yeah, oh. I think this album I just made is my best.
But, well, I think you should feel like that as an artist.
Yeah, he was also saying that. Like, if you don't feel like the album you're releasing is your best, why are you releasing it? So
this brings me into what I want to talk about today, which is, we brought our resident rapper onto the show to have something of a semi-cliche discussion of the greatest rapper of all time, or at least, you know, top five, top something, see what kind of agreement we can come to. I know I've got some opinions about this. I know Casey has definitely some wrong opinions about this.
And damn, Jaren said the same thing, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, we just know you can come out with some bullshit, man.
So there's a lot of musicians that all of us look up to, but it's about like rapping today. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you rapping.
Right. Like there are rapper producers that I would talk about that I prefer musically over some of these people. My favorite type of producers and musicians are producers and vocalists that just make the whole thing.
Yeah.
But today I just want to talk about rappers. So let's kick it off, man.
So you want me to get my top five first?
Yeah, sure. Why don't you?
All right, cool.
You kick it off,
Jaren. I thought we'd save the best for last, but I guess, you know, the best goes first this time. So my top five in no particular order. My man Nas, definitely. Kendrick Lamar, Rakim, Tupac, and J. Cole. Any questions, comments, concerns?
You're such an old head, bro.
What?
You're such an old head. What chalk picks?
What, because I put Rakim in there?
Yeah. Rakim and Nas. Come on, man.
Nas is not even an old head answer.
Nas is for sure an old head
answer.
Nah, definitely
not.
Nas is not dude, that old.
Nas
not
is just an answer. Like, I feel like anybody, like, if you don't have Nas in your Nas. List.
It's like a middle head answer, I think.
Middle head.
It's like a middle head. Like, Grandmaster Caz is an old head answer. Run DMC.
Yo, what about you, Casey? Molly Mall.
What's your top, however many rappers all time? Not including yourself.
You're going to give my five that I listed here before the show?
Sure.
Wow.
Way to show how the sausage is made.
I mean, hey. No particular order here. Kendrick Lamar, Jay-Z, Andre 3000, Eminem, Lil Wayne.
Hey, what? That is a fire list.
That's a good list. That's a lot of overlap.
That being said, I think the best rapper conversation is kind of dumb.
Thanks, man.
Well, no, because I'm just like, I don't know what to go by. I don't know what the standard of being a good rapper. You know what I mean? There's, like you said, there's good rappers. There's rappers who can make a good song. 50 Cent can make a great song, right? But you wouldn't consider him a good rapper, right? You wouldn't be like, ooh, listen to these 50 Cent bars, right? Whereas Eminem doesn't make as good of songs on average, yeah, sure. But is a way better rapper, air quotes.
Yeah, well, that's why I think the conversation has to be about like an artist that has everything that we generally attribute to good rappers, right? Like, I want somebody that's well-rounded, that has a big old career and big discography that shows like a variety of... I think that's the greatest anything of all time, you know? Somebody that kind of has across the board all of the traits that we look for. I mean, I don't really want to go by any technical parameter, because it's not as detailed of a conversation.
Yeah, it's hard to be all encompassing.
Yeah, so that's why I want to make it about that.
What do you think of my five, man?
I can
rattle them off again to you.
I have this a lot over. I'll say mine. I have like four listed because Eminem was on this list and I decided to delete him.
And none of them better be white.
And I'm not even a big Eminem guy, but like, he's a good rapper.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Eminem has too many super weak points in his discography to be part of this conversation.
Does that count? Because it's
weak,
like,
parts in your discography.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, what if you're a great, you know, Babe Ruth didn't have a good end of his career. That doesn't mean he wasn't one of the best hitters ever.
Yeah, but
right?
What if part of Babe Ruth's career was like terrible? Like, he played like a child for two seasons.
Dude, I think he was really not good for like the Braves or something. Like his.
But
last
did he play? You know? Did he play like how I would play? Because well, I feel like I could have made a better record than Recovery or whatever that one was.
Damn,
Eminem made two.
Hey, that is, okay, make it. That's the challenge. Remember he said that.
I already okay. Well, here I'll rattle off my four before we get into the serious bullshit. Jay-Z also, Kendrick, Ice Cube, Lil Wayne. So three of us. We have three overlap, it looks like.
Did you just say Ice Cube?
Yeah, I said Ice Cube.
Yeah, I would not have thought you would go Ice Cube.
That was a curveball. I added that last minute. I think that's an important one to talk about.
Can you expand upon that?
Yeah. Before I do, the I think the only one that all three of us have in common is Kendrick. You didn't choose Jay-Z also?
Nah.
We both had Jay-Z and Wayne.
Kendrick is a super, ask somebody in our general age group, the greatest rapper of all time, like pretty much everyone in our age group would say Kendrick.
Yeah.
Am I right? That I think is like
the or J. Cole,
because he is at our age, right? Because he is at
no, but just because he is.
Well, because he is like right now, right?
No,
well, yeah, but he's like the best like ever, you know.
Okay, so Ice Cube, I think if anybody has had more influence on what it means to be a convicted rapper. I can't think of anyone more than Ice Cube. Ice Cube, you know, Jaren and I always talk about like how you can hear the truth in somebody's voice.
Sure.
When they start rapping, you just absolutely believe the shit out of it.
Yeah, you buy it.
I think Ice Cube is pretty much number one in that in my book. And that's like, that's pretty important.
That's valid.
And any kind of musician, and any kind of
player. Until you start making movies like Are We There Yet and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I mean, that wasn't a musical part of his career, so I'm not going to count
it. I'm not buying it as much anymore, you know? But that's a totally different conversation.
Man, Fuck the Police is like the perfect rap song for me.
Yeah, that's,
you know what I mean? Isn't that just
100%.
Because it's well, I mean, I don't know. I think it's the perfect rap song. I think
it's in your face, it's tongue in cheek, it's off the wall, it makes a point.
It's loud. Yeah, it talks about like pretty real issues.
Yeah.
I just think
it's also really tongue in cheek. People don't get that. At least they didn't get it back in the day.
Somewhat. It's to some extent like purposefully over the top.
Well, yeah.
But it's a super real song. And he starts rapping it and I just absolutely feel it in every bone of my body. So Ice Cube's on that list for me, definitely. It's an important addition.
Why do you have Wayne? I don't see you as a Lil Wayne guy.
I'm not like a super avid Lil Wayne listener, but I'm going off of influence with that.
Okay.
Lil Wayne influenced pretty much every... not even just rapper, like rapper and or rap category vocalist.
Sure.
Post 2000, I don't know, 8, 10 maybe.
Probably 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like you think about everybody that Young Thug has influenced and then
that's all off of that branch of being influenced by Lil Wayne.
Exactly, that's all off of Lil Wayne and I could name 3 or 4 other people.
Okay, so here's the question though, is then does influence by default make you a good rapper?
I think well, influence for me roughly equates, I talk about like originality all the time, it roughly equates to bringing something so new and powerful to the table that you become historically significant. That's kind of what influence means, right? So that's why that plays
well by
it.
That we 100% got to put Rakim in there. Like nobody, like pretty much everybody that's rapping right now is in some way influenced by Rakim. Before Rakim, people was rapping like a hip hop, you know, or like a basketball is my favorite sport. Yeah, you know, it was rapping like that before Rakim came out. Now, you know,
basketball is my favorite sport is a bar.
No, it's definitely not.
Rakim is a good one. I don't know. I mean, what about the versatility though and the huge discography? That's where
definitely not a huge discography, but I feel like he did what he needed to do in like a short amount of time. And when I say Rakim, people think like automatic like 80s, you know, like late 80s. I'm really talking about the solo Rakim stuff like the late 90s, because those 80s records were cool, but he was still kind of like rapping with the beats of those time, which pretty much sucked. Mm-hmm. So you kind of rap down to your level to an extent.
I see what you're saying. So when he was solo, the 90s stuff is when he
And that's not, that stuff isn't as well known, but for me personally, I dig it a lot more. He was able to branch out a lot more. The production is a lot better. I'm talking about a lot more subjects because at this point he's 10 years older too. So
go ahead, Casey.
No, go ahead.
No, I think greatest of all time is a pretty vague thing. I might want to ask about most influential. I think that's maybe the most important, arguably the most important thing. Because rap is like, rap is an enormous genre. It's kind of been the paramount genre for like a few years now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And the idea of bringing something so original to the table that it affects all of what the mainstream of music is, I kind of think is where, that's how I rate pretty much the best of all time in any genre, right?
Like we talk about purely influence.
We talk about Jimi Hendrix being the greatest of all time because of how much he brought to the table,
mm-hmm.
rock and blues and hard rock and metal wise. So I just
or
think
the
that
Beatles, all the recording techniques and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people would call the Beatles the greatest rock band of all time, even though they don't necessarily like the music that much. It's still like a valid thing to say because of how much stuff they invented. So that's why I think I'm going off of influence here, Kendrick. He's the guy that we all have in common, but he hasn't had enough time to influence a whole breed of new...
I think he's had enough time. I mean, he's had less time in the limelight than Young Thug, and look how many people Young Thug has influenced. You know, look at all the auto crooners, the Rowdy Riches of the world that are off of that Young Thug umbrella, you know?
But this is the thing. I think Kendrick is so different that he's not going to be as influential of an artist. I think he's too good to be influential, if that makes sense. Like,
I kind of agree. It's hard to do what Kendrick Lamar's doing. Know? He's also pushing boundaries a lot. Every album is its own sound. It's its own narrative.
Right. It's not like a wave you can get on.
Yeah.
So much as like Young Thug's like crooniness is a wave you can get
right. on. Right. By the time Kendrick stuff is out, he's already on to the next thing, you know?
Right.
You can't just get on that. So by that metric, then, I don't know. Influence can only go so far as greatest alive, you know?
Yeah,
ever.
Kendrick is inventive.
Because he doesn't fall under, he's not really influential like that.
Yeah.
I mean, he is in the sense that like he inspires artists to push boundaries and to not get too comfortable, you know? I really like that. But I mean, as far as the actual sound itself, nobody sounds
Nobody's
like Kendrick
doing
like that.
That.
And doing all the voices, there's some, it, you have to listen to a bunch of Kendrick before you understand exactly what he sounds like, you know?
Right.
So I mean,
probably got to listen to every album because every album there's something different. You know?
Yeah, he's got some high voices, some low voices. Mm-hmm. Got his low talking voice. He's got his loud in your face. What you know? Mm-hmm.
Like there's even songs where he's doing all this kind of different stuff. One example I can give, like off the To Pimp a Butterfly, you. Mm-hmm. He's doing so much different stuff. You know, like he's like different characters within the song, and I'm
exactly.
like,
I was thinking like Fear too.
Yeah, or even the song he did with Lil Wayne last year, Mona Lisa.
Ah, yeah. He's got to be young in that song. That's a bizarre song. Anyway, but yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, so he ain't influencing nobody.
before we take a break here real quick, Casey, you once said that you want to be the greatest rapper in the galaxy. What does that mean then? What are you going to do in order to become the greatest rapper in the galaxy?
Well, I don't know if I would have said that. I probably said artist. I don't think I would have said a rapper. That's not something I really strive to be for the reasons I previously mentioned. But if I did say that.
If I did.
What I would have meant.
Artist is tough, that man, because you're in there with like Big Soda and Bob Dylan. So
well, one of those artists is trash.
what do you have to do in order to become the greatest rapper in the galaxy?
It's a lot of things. For me, it's being able to, A, just put together a song of just bars, say a 3-minute song of just bars, just raps, no chorus, and have it be wildly entertaining. There's some people who are really good at this who aren't really good at making songs. Vic Mensa is one of these people. JID is kind of one of those guys.
Sure.
They can just rap, and it's so entertaining to listen to them rap.
Shit.
That's a big one for me. Being able to be playful and witty and make a fun verse on like a pop rap song, on like a Drake song or something. Kendrick can do that wonderfully, you know what I mean? And still have it have some depth to it and still be witty and playful and not too layered to where the you can hear it in the club and have to think too hard about it. I mean, there's a lot of things you have to do. It's an all-encompassing thing. So it's a lot of avenues to explore, and that's why I love music. That's why I love making music. But
what about you, Jaren? Question. What are you going to do to be the greatest rapper in the galaxy?
Not a damn thing. close my mouth.
Sounds good. We'll be back in just a second.
Gotta say my heart was broken when I met you. Hella empty, couldn't see that you were special. In distress, you no less to the rescue. For serotonin, girl, your voice is the best cue. So never mind hating, forever my lady. You got my eyes dreaming, and then your thighs. Tell the bishop you got the juice, nothing but love for you. Other girls got to move, trade them on. Cause high key, I really think you like me.
We're back.
That was Cash Campaign. I hope he's cool with me playing this song.
Man, we about to get a cease and desist
on our podcast. Ah, good stuff.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, so I know that Jaren doesn't want to do this that much, but I want to say a couple super quick thing about the Grammys. Because it just happened, 2020 Grammys. Oh. Yeah, yeah. And it's like, well, who cares anymore? But I do a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I do just a little bit. The only thing I really want to say is well done for giving Tyler the best rap album with Igor.
That's not
even a rap album.
Okay, so here's the thing, right? It's not a rap album. It's the greatest album. It's the best album that they have anywhere on the stupid list.
Easily.
He said something, I feel weird paraphrasing his take, but he said something afterward to vaguely the note of like, well, when people have my skin color, they put you in the rap category, even when you don't make a rap album. So I just wanted to like voice that, because I think it's a pretty strong take, to be honest. Not that I would like know, but yeah, it wasn't a rap album. It was somewhere between a pop jazz fusion album with a couple of like verses.
Some rapping in it. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just a modern, like, 70s album. It's just, you know, like, 70s for me, the genre of 70s is not really giving a fuck about genre and just kind of doing musically whatever you
need.
You never needed what it. It's like, you do whatever you need to do to get the point across. That was kind of the whole idea. And that's what he did. And it was beautiful and brilliant. And there's, like, two bars on it. And then put it in the rap category because that's what people think Tyler is. But
yeah, it also, I mean, it doesn't help that he is a rapper by trade, you know? Like, yeah, he's a rapper producer, but all of his albums previously have been like rap albums with other stuff laced in. So sure. It's like, because he is a quote unquote rapper, they just throw him there.
But it's like, he should be able to pivot, right? And
oh, no, absolutely.
Catapult himself into another category. Anyway, besides that, there's not a lot of stuff that I like super duper care about on the Grammys list. Something interesting, Billie Eilish won like everything. Casey, what's your opinion on Billie Eilish? You a fan? Are you a non-fan?
So I actually only had heard that record for the first time all the way through anyway, I think the night after the Grammys. And as far as pop records go, like, pretty good as far as a modern pop record goes. It's takes some chances. It's a little like electronic and dreamy, and I don't know, it's not just average, you know, fist pumping like stupid surface level pop. It's like pretty good for pop music, but it's not like I wasn't like, you know, going crazy for it. It's like, mm-hmm. It's okay. It's like moderately good. If you're really looking for a modern pop record, that's the one. It's way better than Lizzo's, but you know,
word. Damn.
It's damn. It's not like a must listen, but I'm like pretty glad she won. I think she has a lot of potential. I think she's going to be really, really good, and she's like pretty good right now.
What do you think she's going to sound like?
I don't know. I mean, she just turned 18, you know what I mean? Like,
she's young as hell.
Yeah, when she's 25, who knows?
Yeah.
I thought Lorde was going to be something kind of different. She's sort of turning into not what I expected her to be as far as her her second record went.
Lord is for sure not getting better, in my opinion.
Is she even a thing still?
I don't think her last, so. Her last album got nominated for Album of the Year, which it shouldn't have, but it did.
That's funny.
So, I mean, hey, she's doing all right for herself.
Album of the Year this year? No, not this year.
No, that was
that was last year.
That was last year. It was with Damn and Gambino's record and the Bruno Mars record. It was in that.
Right, so 2018.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think 444 maybe was on that as well.
Any of the other ones should have won over Melodrama.
Oh yeah, Melodrama was real whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, last take that I have to complain about before we get out of here. Seven Rings, Ariana Grande.
Man, you complain about that like
that
three times
already.
Because
it's so dumb. It's like goes against everything that I believe in music. It was up for nomination.
Okay, so real quick, just overview it. You don't like it because it's an interpolation of my favorite
thing. It's
things.
Not a fucking interpolation.
No, it's an interpolation.
It's the same song.
That's literally what it is. It's an interpolation.
What? How do you define interpolation?
When you, it's basically, think of it almost like a cover in another song. Like it's like a sample, except you're not using the actual audio file, you're like singing it.
There's something to me that's worse than a cover. That's far worse than a cover. If you cover something, you're still giving credit to the
writer. I'm not giving artistic merit to Seven Rings. I don't think it's a good song. I'm just
like
saying
what Drake
by
does
default
in half his verses. Like, you know, he covers somebody else's song in his song.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all I really want to say about that is fuck you, Ariana Grande, for doing my favorite things and getting up for Record of the Year. But the stupid thing about that is I know that like the Recording Academy is largely a bunch of old people that have been in the music industry forever. Like they know that top five jazz standard, my favorite things. They know that she's just doing the melody, interpolating.
Josh, do you know how many times this happened? Probably like over like the last 50 years, like,
I don't think it's been this. I don't think it's been this direct. I don't think it's just stolen the melody and taken note.
What about like Through the Wire by Kanye? You know
what's through the? I don't even.
Through the Fire by Chaka Khan.
Oh man,
is that the same? Is it like the same song?
Well, I mean, it's a pitched up. You know, it's a like Ye sample, but the whole chorus is the exact chorus of Through the Fire.
Yeah,
it's almost there's like an Eminem
song
like that.
It's just a little faster, you know.
Right? But
yeah, Stan.
It is, yeah.
But
that's almost okay because, like, yeah, you're reusing the hook and that's kind of sucks, but it's you're using it in more of a sampling context and the thing that you're bringing to it is, like, bars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I haven't even heard the record, which makes me sound...
So I think where I would personally draw the line is the reason that you listen to it. If you're listening to a song with a sample or an interpolation for the same reason as the original source, then there's not, that's kind of bullshit.
You're not bringing it to the table, right?
Yeah, there's no artistic merit really in that.
I'm listening to Through the Wire because of the bars, because it's a cool hip hop song, right?
Sure.
Differently than why I'm
playing Devil's Advocate here.
Chaka Khan. Yeah. Seven Rings, it's a melody that I already got. I already know that melody. You're not giving me an interesting melody, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the goal of pop. I don't know. Fuck you, Ariana Grande.
Well,
maybe I'm overthinking it. it's a question I ask myself pretty often. And then, we don't have to go over any other Grammy stuff.
Well, I do want to just say this about the Grammys. I did dig some of the performances. Lizzo actually surprised the hell out of me. She opened up the show. And she actually could sing. Like, I wish she'd like sing more and stop trying to rap or whatever it is she thinks she's doing. But like she was actually like hella dope. Like the performance was very entertaining. And then also like kind of like Usher's like Lil Prince tribute. Like his outfit was pretty funny. I don't know, everybody can't be Prince. But he did a pretty good job like covering some of those songs.
I thought he did too. I liked Usher's performance. I like FKA Twigs a lot. Ooh, my
God.
She's
looking nice too.
Jesus. Lord have mercy. Yeah. Performance wise, Igor was cool. Tyler's performance was cool. And then Billie Eilish surprised me a lot with how cool her.
Tyler's performance scared me.
Yeah, it was pretty freaky.
Like, not a good kind of scare.
Like. He definitely went with like the heavier element of the album. We're talking about the motherfucking Grammys too much over here.
Hey, I didn't want to do it, but you know.
It's a rabbit hole, man.
I'm closing the tab. I'm closing the tab on the audiophile's laptop. Before we get out of here, Casey, do you have any recommendations? Album, song?
Ooh. Since I've listened to a lot of Jay-Z as of late, I'm just gonna go with I'm gonna go with the Black Album.
Black Album.
Yeah. It's real dancey, it's real hard. Dirt Off Your Shoulders is the hardest song. Just scrunches the shit out of my face.
Oh my god. Timbaland, right?
No, oh dude, it's wonderful. In case you don't know Dirt Off Your Shoulders by Jay-Z. So yeah, Black Album.
Who didn't Rick Rubin produce that?
He produced 99 Problems. Also okay. On that
it was
record.
Timbaland was.
Yeah, Timbaland did.
Oh, damn. I thought for sure. Okay. Excuse me. All right. My recommendation is going to be Khalees, Kaleidoscope. Like I was saying before, man, if you want to hear some of Pharrell's best shit, hey, them first two records by Khalees, right there.
Hey, as much as you were talking before the show about how you weren't that big on Tyler, he's a big Khalees Kaleidoscope fan.
But this is the thing, like I was telling him about Tyler. Like I actually do dig some of Tyler's music, and a lot of the music that's come through him, you know, the whole like Odd Future Collective. I just think he's, I don't know, just something about him is off-putting. You know, I think he's kind of putting on at times, but I do like his music.
Sure. It's a whole conversation.
And I think it's more like a lot of his fans are kind of like.
Fans can ruin a lot of different
things. Yeah. Like Beyonce, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Big Soda, what do you recommend?
What's the name of the new Mac DeMarco record? Here Comes the Cowboy. You could skip the first song if you want.
I heard, and I did not like it.
Dude, the first song.
Way too many lyrics, dude.
The first song is, when Panda first told me about the record, he was like, he's doing an Andy Kaufman thing. He's doing like a performance art thing. Skip the first song. And go two through the rest of them. It's really, really good music.
Okay, I'll listen to it.
And again, the production, it just feels like I can breathe while I'm listening to it. It's so spacious, so minimal. Really nice, well done. Good job, Mac. If you're listening, tap in. Not that I know what I'm talking about.
I have fun doing it.
I had fun doing it. Casey, did you have fun?
It was all right.
All right.
No. We'll come back.
We will see you in 2 weeks.
Peace.
Me in rose-colored arms, wrap your little slims around my feet.